This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. How are you, Vic?
Good morning, Kath. Well, thank you. And welcome back to the Morning Madness Burger.
Yeah, the Morning Mayhem. We actually, I'm standing in for Howard. He'll be back on Monday, so don't you worry. You've got him next week. Vic, let's talk about, what is this about anti-Semitism against Australian MPs? What is going on? This is Australia.
I know. It is Australia, and it is at the edges, but sadly, it happens here as well. So as we've reported to listeners, we are in the throes of a federal election campaign. We're due to have a federal election in about 4 weeks' time, and there are currently six Jewish members of parliament in the federal parliament, although one of them, who's been there for 20 years, is due to retire, although there's a Jewish candidate who's hoping to replace him. So that said, of those six, three of those six have actually been targeted with anti-Semitic abuse in recent days, which is quite appalling. So one of them, Dr. Kieran Phelps, who's the first ever Jewish woman to be a member of the federal parliament, and she's a federal, she's a former president of the Australian Medical Association, she's a doctor, etc. And an appalling email has been circulated. It's come into my box at least four or five times in the last few days, accusing her, because she's a medical doctor, of spreading measles, of being responsible for measles coming into the country, of refusing to be vaccinated, of causing Jewish people to spread measles. So literally appalling stuff. It's been reported to the federal police, who are looking at this. But it's really pretty despicable and tasteless. At the same time, just a couple of days ago, Julian Lisa, also Jewish, who represents a Northern Sydney seat, posters of him placed with the Hitler moustache painted on Julian with a swastika on his forehead. And then prior to that, the treasurer of the country, Josh Frydenberg, also a strongly identifying member of the Jewish community. Also anti-Semitic abuse against him, on social media, etc. So pretty, appalling stuff. And, the police are looking at all of it, but, nevertheless, it's just, disgusting. And all of this, Kath, comes on the back of a second, rash of swastikas in Bondi. Bondi, as listeners know, is the heart of Jewish Sydney. Yeah. Way back in February, about 6 weeks ago, there was a rash of about 20 large swastikas painted along there's a very, well-known walk front in the heart of Bondi Beach. And just a couple of days ago, more swastikas were painted there again. So pretty, appalling stuff. And, those who are so inclined, just using the pretext of the federal election just to lash out and make these, appalling bigoted remarks.
Australia doesn't have a history of anti-Semitism, does it?
I guess the reality is there's no country, pretty much no country which is free of it. I mean, having said that, a country like India is known to not have an anti-Semitism problem, if one can say such a thing. And Australia is, I would argue, one of the most successful multicultural nations in the world. So where we do celebrate diversity and we embrace difference. And that goes back to day one of white immigration into this country. Indigenous people, Aboriginal people have been in this country for 50,000 years. Non-Indigenous people arrived in 1788, so we're talking 250 years ago. And there were Jewish people on that first day of arrival. So Jews have been here since day one of non-Aboriginal settlement, and have been very successful. They've been Jewish governor general. Australia is the only country in the world outside Israel where there has been a Jewish head of the army. So Jews have integrated successfully, etc. All of that said, sadly, there is a problem at the edges where there is anti-Semitism. And what we're seeing now, as listeners know only too well, globally, around the world, we're seeing the spike in incidents and spike in bigotry and racism and terrorism and anti-Semitism. And so we're seeing that here too.
Yeah. Vic, let's talk a little bit about Yom HaShoah. That is on the 8th of May. And what's happening in Australia? What's happening in Sydney?
Well, in Sydney, it's actually being commemorated this coming weekend. In other words, Sunday night the 28th, so just a few days in the eastern suburbs, and then on the North Shore the following night, Monday night the 29th. So we're having two major commemorations.
I'm confusing it with Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaShoah is a Jewish commemoration of the Holocaust, for anyone who doesn't know. Sorry, Vic, I was confusing it with Yom HaZikaron.
So that's happening this weekend. The speaker is a man called Dr. Brenda Nelson, who's the director of something called the Australian War Memorial, which is in Canberra, which is in our nation's capital. And the Australian War Memorial is what it sounds like, a museum and a centre which honours all those who have fought for Australia during wars, not just the World Wars, but a range of wars. And there's a component there which is dedicated to the Holocaust. The director of this War Memorial is the speaker at our Holocaust commemorations, and he's going to be talking about the significance of memorials, as in physical memorials, in the context of Holocaust commemoration. That said, we always have survivors speaking as well, and because of the passage of time, and survivors, for obvious reasons, are in their late 90s today, what we do is we interview them and we film them interviewing beforehand, so we can edit we screen a 10-minute video of survivors speaking and telling their stories. And then there's always a component dedicated to the righteous among the nations. So obviously, you know, so whose people came before them, saved Jews from the Nazis. And all as well, there's a component dedicated to young adults commemorating the Holocaust and their perspective on that. So it's always a very powerful and moving event, as it obviously always is in South Africa as well. And so that's taking place this coming Sunday night and Monday night here in Sydney.
Vic Aladef, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure speaking to you. And I did actually just confirm the date. The Holocaust Remembrance Day, Yom HaShoah 2019, it starts on the evening of Wednesday, the 1st of May, and ends on the Thursday, the 2nd of May. Thank you so much, Vic. Lovely speaking to you.
Good to talk to you.
God bless.
Good to talk to you, Kat.
Stay well. Bye-bye. That's Vic Aladef. He is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. You're on 101.9 High FM. I'm Kathy Kayla, standing in for Howard Feldman.